everyone, welcome to episode 146 of my 123 cents the podcast. I do appreciate all your support in listening to this show, sharing it, and letting other folks know about it. And also, today, this week actually is the anniversary or the birthday, whatever you way you want to look at it, of the My 123 cents brand. It was on September 3rd, 2010, on a Friday night. I was sitting at my computer, and I had gotten the idea. I had done a couple of other blogs in the past, but a friend of mine had suggested doing a wrestling blog. And then it came to me as I was sitting there kind of trying to brainstorm and come up with ideas. I had worked probably several days kind of preparing for something, and the My 123 cents name, because people have asked, and some people have actually complimented it, and some people say they don't understand it. The My 123 cents name comes from giving my 2 cents, but to make it a wrestling blog, of course, a referee counts 1, 2, 3, so it's My 123 cents. So some people thought it was supposed to be a financial blog. I actually, in the early days, did get some messages asking for financial advice, which I have none to offer. My financial expertise is boiled down to what the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and IRS did together as Money Incorporated, basically. So not a financial blog by any means, but that brand that started 7 years ago now, then evolved to a YouTube channel, and then eventually the social media aspects of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and also now this podcast, which will actually be 3 years old in December. So I'm looking forward to celebrating that milestone as well. But again, thank you, everyone. And this year, I'm knocking on wood, literally, that this year, the my123cents.com blog hits 1 million page views, and we are very close. We are very, very close, and I think that before the end of the year, we will make it happen. Again, check out the blogs over at my123cents.com, and if you have an opportunity, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about the blogs, the podcast, the content that you see on YouTube and whatnot, because without your support, none of this will matter or make a difference. So I'm looking for constructive criticism, feedback. Let me know what you think. Let me know your 3 cents on my 1, 2, 3 cents. And while we're at it, while we're plugging things here, let's talk more about Jittery Monkey. Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network is made up of 4 primary podcasts. Of course, the My 1, 2, 3 cents podcast. Then there is Greg Mahochko, who is the co-founder of Jittery Monkey. He does 2 shows. He does Nerds United, as well as the 5 Hearts podcast, which is all about Nebraska Cornhusker athletics, which football season is underway, and there is a new show on the jitterymonkey.com website, so be sure to check that out. Or if you get your podcast via Stitcher or download him onto from iTunes, the show is there as well. Chad, Positive Cynicism, he's changing the focus of that show, getting less political with it and going to be doing some more pop culture kind of things. And I believe his next show is going to be about the year in music of 1991, which I'm looking forward to listening to. That was my senior year of high school, my freshman year of college, and big changes in the genre of music then. So I'm interested to listen and hear more about what he and I believe his buddy Mike is going to be a part of that show. So looking forward to checking that out. The Skullbuster podcast is a new show that I have recently discovered, thanks to Chad, who introduced me to Tom and Jim's Top 5. I love that show. We stole the concept last week for our podcast of doing our 6 cents on all things summer-related, and it was a fun time doing that. We'll be doing more of those shows, Top 6 shows, in the near future. But Skullbuster is done with Tom Skull and his brother Jason, and they, in their most recent episode, I believe it was episode 41, talk about the worst heel turns of all time. So be sure to find that show, check it out. It is an interesting listen, and some that I'd kind of forgotten about heel turns and things that had fallen off of my radar. So I appreciate those guys coming up with that list. It's always fun to hear other wrestling fans' perspectives. And speaking of other wrestling fans, I can't go without mentioning my buddies over at Podzilla 1985, and I'm calling them my buddies as if we're all chums and whatnot. I have met Asa Gray and Dalton Anthony. Of course, they have been on the My 1, 2, 3 Cents podcast. I've connected with Shannon Young online, and we've chatted a little bit, and hopefully one of these days I either make it over to Cape for a Cape Championship wrestling show, or he makes it back over here for a Stride show. But definitely want to sit down and collaborate and talk with those guys again. I do enjoy listening to their shows, not just Pro Wrestling Unscripted, but Podzilla After Dark. And they're actually working on a couple of other new shows here in the coming weeks as well. So be sure to check out Podzilla 1985. They're on Facebook as well. So check those fellas out. Along with, I say fellas, there are several ladies involved with that those shows as well. So pardon me for excluding them for a moment. Also, Farmer Billy Hills and Sarah Summers, as well as Roger Mathis, do a show called Southern Discomfort. Be sure to check them out as well. They are members of both the Stride Pro Wrestling roster. In fact, Roger Mathis is the Stride Pro Wrestling champion, and we'll talk more about him in a moment. And they're also a part of Cape Championship Wrestling. And also, by the way, Farmer, wishing you well. I know that he suffered an injury wrestling EC3 very recently at a Cape Championship Wrestling show. I know he is getting better and will hopefully be ready to go this Saturday night with Stride Pro Wrestling, and we'll get to that again in just a few minutes, as well as our guest, who is JD Wilk of Stride Pro Wrestling and Cape Championship Wrestling. He's actually going to be stepping into the ring against Farmer Billy Hills in a tag team match, but we'll talk about that in just a second. I also want to real quick mention our friends in Houston and in Texas in general. Obviously, you've seen the news, massive flooding involved with the Hurricane Harvey, the Tropical Depression now. Still a major impact in that region. And Bruce Pritchard, from Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, heavily impacted by that as well. They did a best of show this past week because he was unable to record. So check that out, but also learn more on how to help the victims and the folks who are rebuilding and recovering from Hurricane Harvey. It is called loveforhouston.com. It's a website. You can make a donation and it goes directly to the American Red Cross, and that money will then be used to help with the relief efforts going on right now in the Houston area, as well as other parts of Texas and other parts of the country that are being impacted by Hurricane Harvey. It's going to be one of those disasters that will probably be right behind Hurricane Katrina. We remember the devastation that New Orleans saw, what was it, about 12 years ago. So if you can help, be sure to help out. Loveforhouston.com. I'll have the link also here on Jittery Monkey. Now, as I mentioned, of course, Stride Pro Wrestling returns this Saturday night. It is September 9th at the Illinois Star Center Mall, located in Marion, Illinois. And if you're in Southeast Missouri or Western Kentucky, Indiana, Northern Tennessee, Arkansas even, we have wrestlers coming in from all over that region. So fans are coming in as well. We have a lot of support in the Cape Girardeau area. We appreciate that. But also, make the trip. It's not too far away, and you will be thoroughly entertained. I promise you that. Several matches have already been announced. There will be some surprises, I'm sure, as well. We will be seeing the Tag Team Championships defended. Maximum Overdrive, that is Axe Allwort and Scott Phoenix, led by Jay Wellington Beauregard. He's going to lead them into battle against Josh Plumley, the Stone Cold Plumster, and T-Dog, Jerry Travelstead. They are known as Disciplinary Action. They will be taking on the champs, and that'll be a great matchup. Of course, Josh Plumley teamed up with James Storm and actually has a victory over Maximum Overdrive. Plumley scored the pin on Phoenix. It was a non-title match, though, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of strategy Josh and Jerry are able to employ as they take on the Tag Team Champions. Red Daniels. It's going to be another battle of the big guys. It's a rematch from last month. Red Daniels takes on Chris Hargis. This time, it's no DQ encounter. I believe Daniels had some sour grapes. That's just my 1-2-3 cents on the matter, though. He ended up hitting Chris Hargis with a chair and then turned tail and ran. So it'll be interesting to see what happens between these two, as there is obviously no love lost between Chris Hargis and Big Red Daniels. I mentioned it earlier, the champion, Big Roger Mathis, teams up with Farmer Billy Hills. They will take on the number one contender, Jay Spade, and JD Wilk, J.D. Wilk, of course, was teaming with Farmer last month against Maximum Overdrive and didn't tag Farmer in, ended up getting pinned, and that aggravated and angered Farmer to the point where he decked J.D. and then threw him around the ring and beat him up a little bit. J.D., of course, coming off of an injury, a big injury, that he will talk more about in our interview in just a few minutes, so be sure to stick around and listen to that as well. Cash Borden and Joey O'Reilly are scheduled to team up against members of the DR Party. They, too, are led now by Jay Wellington Beauregard. Some interesting developments going on with those individuals. General Manager Sam Hunter will have announcements for Heath Hatton as well. Not exactly sure what is next for Heath. He, of course, at one time was the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. Last month lost that number one contenders match to Jay Spade, so we'll see what is going to be up and going on with Heath Hatton, one of the more favorite wrestlers that are a part of the Stride Pro Wrestling roster. So lots of interesting and fun things going on. And also, Tony Flood, the Legacy Champion, is scheduled to defend the title. And he will, of course, have to win that match or at least walk out as Legacy Champion. Otherwise, he loses out on a big deal, a big bet he's made with General Manager Sam Hunter, who, of course, Hunter says, if Flood loses the Legacy Championship before December 31st of this year, then if Tony Flood retains the championship until December 31st, then Tony Flood becomes the Stride Pro Wrestling General Manager, and Sam Hunter will leave the company. So it's going to be interesting. And Sam also had made a big announcement last month about a tournament coming up. We'll have more details on that, I'm sure, as well. Check it out, strideprowrestling.com. You can go to the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts and keep up to date. Also, over at My 123 Cents, all week long, I will be previewing some of these matches that we've just talked about. Some of them are already up and listed. You can read more about the tag team title match, for example. And the Fun Fact Friday, it's a new segment I've started on my123cents.com. This past week, it's all about Axe Allward. You'll find out another fun and interesting facts about other members of the Stride roster, Cape Championship, and I'm focusing it more on the local talent than opposed to, obviously WWE or Global Force guys, because we know all about those fellas. I want to learn more about the men and women that are involved on the local indie levels, and who knows, I may throw some ring announcer, I'm the only ring announcer in Stride, but maybe throwing in some referees and other folks who are involved in, of course, the world of professional wrestling. Once again, I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode and all episodes. Give it a review on iTunes when you have a second, and stick around for J.D. Wilk of Stride Pro Wrestling.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! All right, everyone, as I mentioned in the intro, this week's guest is J.D. Wilk. He is a rising star in both Stride Pro Wrestling as well as Cape Championship Wrestling and beyond. J.D., I've been reading, and you're actually doing a lot here in the world of professional wrestling these days. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's pleasure to be on your show today, Mr. Huntsberger.
Yeah, awesome, and I'm glad to have you here. And you first came to Stride Pro Wrestling, I guess it was probably in about December of 2016. How long have you actually been wrestling?
Been watching wrestling since, I was a little kid, and I was 18. A friend of mine in the grade above me in high school, his dad was a local wrestler. I asked him, I was like, hey, how much you charge, train? And he said nothing because I don't have a ring, I don't have really nothing, nothing to train you properly with. What I can do for you is I got one of those fold-away mats, that every Saturday, you know, if you want to, show up at my house and we'll just, you know, go basics on a fold-away mat in his garage. So for about 6 months, every Saturday for a couple hours, I take bumps on a mat, just taking bump over and over, taking hip tosses onto it. And then from there, I was in a relationship at that time and got out of it pretty bad and pretty upset with it that I decided to New Beach, the Norfolk area my cousins lived, and happened to get out there and found an actual legit school there, Southside Professional Wrestling. I signed up for it, and all written from there.
So how long have you actually been wrestling? I know, obviously, here in Stride, we mentioned you've been here almost a year now, but I know you've been a part of Cape Championship Wrestling as well. So how long have you actually been a professional wrestler?
My first match was with Stride. That was my first official match.
And really?
I
had no idea. That's awesome.
That was my first legit match. I did a lot of training in Virginia Beach, and at that time, there was no wrestling within the area besides St. Louis with Brandon Espinoza. And he told me, you know, he wasn't really training no more. He was taking guys and all that. So I didn't wrestle for 2-3 years, and then Cape Championship popped up. I was told, hey, you should go check it out. They're legit. I talked to Jason, and they were like, yeah, you know, we can, you know, train you for a little bit, you know, come to the shows. And that's how it kind of started. I come up to, 4 or 5 hours before the show, help set up the ring, get a little bit of training in, just to rest off, just to show Jason and Ken, you know, and Lee that I have potential. I won't say I'm the, you know, the big guy, but some potential and can, you know, get somewhere going. Billy, Farmer Billy Hills, unfortunately, I mean, it started off with Billy, he sent me over to Stride and said, hey, Heath Hatton, runs a school, and I think you can get the most out of it. And turns out, 3 or 4 training sessions in, he said, hey, I need, I could use you on my show in December. So the rest was set in stone.
That's awesome. I didn't realize that was your first real professional wrestling debut. You have obviously come a long way in that amount of time, but you've also had some bumps in the road with a couple of injuries. One of them, the most recent one, it was looking like you were going to be out for quite some time, but you actually came back sooner than expected. So what do you attribute? I believe it was your shoulder that you injured. Is that right?
Yeah, I separated my shoulder not once, but twice in 8 weeks. The first time, I came back 2 weeks after doing it. That was my first real injury. I'd never been hurt before. So my body felt good, me mentally, 2 weeks after. I was like, yeah, I'm good to go. Did a couple more shows, and it just kind of popped back out again within 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, that was my first injury, but, it's more of a mental thing. I felt it was right, and it happened, it popped back out. But then time, just sitting down and actually doing the whole physical therapy and doing the, whole 9 yards and being patient. So I felt like after doing that, taking the time, originally, like I said, I was going to take the rest of the year off, but I got the okay, said, hey, you're good to go. I don't think you'll have any problems as long as you're more aware of your injury now.
Mm-hmm. And you obviously you put a lot of time in the gym. You've mentioned the training for the wrestling itself. Do you think that helps along with that recovery process? Because you do take care of yourself both physically and mentally. It sounds like.
Yeah, I think it helps out a lot because my muscles. That's what they were telling me. They felt like with the separation I had, I should have torn something. But it was just the tendons and everything were so flexed, very flexed out. And they said it was because of the fact that, I stay, keep my body healthy. I'm always in the gym, putting up the muscle and everything. So they felt I should have had surgery to repair, some ligaments, some torn ligaments. But both times there was nothing to be, have surgery on. And they said it was because of, being in the gym all the time and building up the muscles kept me from having that.
What does your training regimen look like? What are you doing? Because you are, you know, obviously one of the guys, you have that aerial ability, you're moving around, but you also, you know, you look the part of a professional wrestler, if you will.
The aerial stuff was just, it comes from Taekwondo. As kind of like my sport in high school. I did Taekwondo, so all the, flexibility and the jumping around, I give, props to the Taekwondo background. But training-wise, I just do like a little bodybuilder, I constantly in my head, I wake up every day saying, hey, you can look better, you can be better. So I just go into the gym, 5-6 days a week, and just build up each muscle that I feel that can be bigger. And in professional wrestling, I was always told that you can get the first thing people look at you is your look before you even step into the ring. Because you got to walk to the ring.
Yeah.
So I always try to take pride in the my look. That's what people, sponsor you for. And so I always, always keep that in mind. It's don't, even when I'm tired and I'm beat up, I'm sore, I at gym, make my look still look, presentable.
Well, yeah, you have an amazing look and an amazing skill set in the ring for, as we mentioned, not even a full year in the ring. And you actually have a big opportunity coming up on September 9th, this upcoming Saturday. It is Stride Pro Wrestling at the Illinois Star Center Mall. You are teaming up with Jay Spade against two big guys in the ring and in Stride. Big Roger Mathis, who is, of course, the heavyweight champion, and Farmer Billy Hills, who last month was your tag team partner. What went wrong there?
Hopefully this is just a little setback, a little bump in the road, and me and Billy can get back to what we were doing afterwards. But we'll find out, I guess, September 9th.
So how do you prepare? Because most of your opponents so far in Stride, you've been on a pretty level playing field in terms of size and experience. Roger and Farmer, obviously, over that or near that 300-pound mark each, and years of experience. So do you do anything different as you kind of prepare for a match like this?
I stay light on my feet, so I've added a lot of training into my training regimen for this bout with Billy and Roger. They're a big, huge guy, but they might have the strength advantage. They might have the height advantage, but I have the advantage. And so a lot of cardio, a lot of high-intensity training just to stay light on my feet. And I do not want to be caught by them because in my night, if they catch me. So September 9th, I'm going to be rope to rope, pillar to post, all over the place, just trying to keep them off balance.
Awesome. Awesome. Again, that show is coming up on September 9th. We'll have all the details on the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook and Twitter pages. JD, are you also, I feel like you are trying to kind of do this more than just a weekend warrior type thing. So are you, you're hitting other promotions or trying to hit other promotions too. Is that right?
Yes, I try to every weekend, try to hit the road, just kind of venture out. There's always, it's all this area of wrestling is great, but from different areas. I go down to Memphis and wrestle for the Incredible Tattoo, and always, there's different style of wrestlers down in the Memphis area. There's guys up here up in Marion, Illinois, over at Stride that have a certain area of genre of wrestling too, and the same with Cape Championship Wrestling. So I always want to go out and venture out because you meet people that got different backgrounds to their wrestling style. The more you travel out and make that sacrifice, wrestle against guys that know people that are big in the business. I mean, word spreads. So
that's a great philosophy to have. What are your long-term goals in terms of wrestling? Do you one day want to wrestle for WWE, NXT, Global Force Wrestling? Talk about that for me.
My long-term goal is to, make a career down in Mexico or make a name for myself there, or Japan, or even with England. They're starting out there, so even in England. So overseas is more of the long-term goal. I'd love to do it. But if WWE came knocking on, I would not turn it. I'd sign the contract in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that would be something hard to pass up. Do you have anybody, you know, because with a lot of the indie shows, Cape Championship Wrestling in particular, I know they bring in a lot of talent that is either, you know, for example, EC3, Eric Carter, Ethan Carter, not Eric Carter, pardon me, was on the last Cape Championship Wrestling show, and I know they've had Matt Hardy in and some of the legends and whatnot. Is there anyone from the big stage now that you would like to step into the ring with on one of these indie shows, whether it be with Stride or in Memphis or over there in Cape Girardeau?
Oh, yeah. My top five for sure at this moment with the indie names would be guys like Ricochet, Sammy Guevara. He's a big name out of Texas. He's coming up. Watch up. Pay attention to that name because he's got some great talent. Shane Strickland, the King of Swerve, is another one. And then guys that aren't in the flying, I'd love to have a dream match with like Michael Elgin or some KLD out of the local area. Those big guys that could just move around. I think that'd be a great matchup for me too.
And you mentioned Rey Mysterio. So were you a big Rey fan as a child?
Oh yeah, I had every action figure, every mask I've ever, you know, I could ever get my hands on. I always bought a mask. He was the, you know, my idol, and still is. Said everyone grew up watching, you know, talking about Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, The Rock, Triple A. I was never into those guys. I grew up like watching the cruiserweights. You know, I've only turned into WCW just to watch the cruiserweights, and as soon as they were done, I'd go watch something, you know, something else. So, and then every Sunday, you know, my grandma would happen just to be scrolling through the Mexican channels, the Spanish-speaking channels, and AAA was on every Sunday at 3 o'clock. So I was watching, even though I didn't understand it, I was watching Lucha Libre. So I always paid attention. That was my first love of wrestling, was the Lucha Libre style.
That's awesome, and I do hope that someday you get that opportunity to wrestle in Mexico. What is in your immediate future? I know you're going back and forth between Stride and Cape Championship Wrestling. Any other big moves coming up for you?
Nothing too big right now. We're actually I think I'm almost 9-10 months in. Other goals, I guess you can say, coming up, that I'm actually starting to slow down a little bit and want to just kind of focus within the area so I don't end up getting hurt again, and it ruins these outside wrestling goals that I have.
Makes perfect sense, because a lot of people, I don't think a lot of fans realize not only the wear and tear are you putting on your body in the ring, but also to get there, because I think you come to us from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, which is well over a 2-hour drive to Stride Pro Wrestling. Is that right?
Yes, sir. 2 hours, you know, 2 hours right on the dot, about 2 hours and 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a sacrifice, but it's well worth it. Come up there and showcase what I can do and also learn.
That's the big thing too, is it is a learning lesson. But I often ask indie guys this question. You know, we just mentioned for you, it's just over a 2-hour drive here and then 2 hours back. You're in the ring for, you know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes tops. What is the reward? Why do you put your body through this and dedicate the time and the energy and the effort that goes all into being an indie wrestler?
You know, there's nothing else that comes to me that makes me so excited than coming up to a show. That 10-15 minutes is just the most great, the most exciting thing. The adrenaline kicking in, the nerves, everything is all worth that drive. You know, that passion, and have the fans cheer your name, because every kid dreams of that. You know, every kid wants to be, you know, the spotlight, you know, once in their life. And that's how I feel every time. You know, all these drives are worth it when I get that spotlight and they're either cheering me or down in Cape, if they're booing me, it's all worth it.
Is it difficult to play kind of two different characters between Cape Championship Wrestling, where you're known as a bad guy, versus over here in Stride, where the fans have embraced you and really love you?
A lot of people say it seems like it comes natural to me to be bad, but yeah, it's actually really hard because I have no bad bone in my body. You know, I grew up in a, you know, church, you know, I grew up in a church, so being bad and being arrogant over in Cape it's kind of hard because I got to, you know, find that inner, you know, inner bully inside of me. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit more difficult because especially a lot of these people have found me on social media and they see, you know, the stuff I put, and there's never nothing bad about me that right. I post on. You know, it's always all that stuff. It's a little difficult, but, you know, I have fun with it sometimes, especially if I go out there and, you know, my family's there and, you know, I get my little brother to come up to the next big guardrail and I can mouth at him and be okay with, you know, mouthing
yeah.
him.
yeah. Well, you do an amazing job.
I feel bad. Thank you. I feel bad mouthing, little kids because that's all I want to do is give them a high five because I know how it feels to be in that position. You know, I just want a high five.
Yeah.
So it's always when I got to, you know, this past week and I had to stick my hand out and quickly get away before they touch my hand. It's just like an inner, you know, ouch, that hurt me. And I probably hurt that kid's feelings kind of thing.
Well, yeah, the future is definitely bright for you, JD. Are there any places you want folks to head to catch up with you on social media? You can kind of plug your stuff right here.
Yeah, Instagram at JD Wilk 777. And then, of course, my fan page is JD Wilk. Stay as busy as I can on there on social media. There's times where it's just a lot of, you know, dead period times. It's just because I try to stay committed to, you know, the goals I have when it comes to wrestling. So I try to get on there as much as possible. But Instagram for sure, like I said, at JD Wilk 777. Follow me. It's a lot of gym stuff, a lot of inspiring quotes and all that. So if you guys need inspiration, I'll try to be as much of an inspiration as I can be.
Definitely a very inspiring young man and a rising star in the world of professional wrestling. Once again, JD Wilk, and we'll have all of the information to contact him on the Jittery Monkey page. JD, thank you so much for taking some time here with My 123 Cents, and good luck on the future, man.
Having me. This is my first podcast interview, and I've been waiting to have one of these, so I was really excited to be on, so it's an honor for me to be on this show with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the kind words, and we'll see you Saturday night, September 9th, at Illinois Star Center Mall.
Yes, sir, and folks, don't forget, don't follow your dreams, chase them.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more Jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.